is the Lord, my friend. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be here at this place one more time. We give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. And I certainly do thank Minister Mel for his obedience to God. For indeed, gospel for the glory of Jesus is moving by the power of the Holy Spirit. People are being blessed. People are being talking about this show. And I am just glad to be a part of it. So I do have some good news on today. I'm just excited about what God is doing. And he's doing it especially for his children who are doing their best to walk the walk that is recorded in his word. So we're going to talk about a little topic that we've chosen to name the blessings and the provisions of the Lord. Now, the word from the Lord today brings you exciting good news. The word of God will remind you that you are truly somebody if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and have eternal life with him. That's your only requirement today, and you will be able to enjoy every blessing, every word that you hear on this broadcast. So we just thank God. We're believing God for those of you that have not accepted Jesus Christ, that after the broadcast today, you will make a decision to invite Jesus Christ into your heart and make him Lord of your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but they shall have everlasting life." Hallelujah. For you see, faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, brings benefits. There are blessings, and you have an inheritance. Hallelujah. Jesus is the King. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he belongs to all of us that have made a decision to follow him. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father is a King. Therefore, I am an heir and entitled by birthright to every good and perfect gift my Father chooses to bestow upon me and you. Praise God if you belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we are blessed when we call upon the name of Jesus. The word says that there is power in the name of Jesus alone. But I like what King David says when he recorded in Psalms, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who has saved my life from destruction. And forget not all his benefits." Yes, my brothers and my sisters, serving the Lord comes with outstanding benefit package, greater than any earthly employer you can think of. You see, we serve the Lord and he heals us from our diseases. For Isaiah 53:5 says, "With his stripes, the ones he took on his body on Calvary cross, with his stripes, praise God, we are healed." We serve the Lord and he delivers us from the power of sin. He sets our soul free. He becomes our Savior. He becomes Jehovah Jireh, our provider, our present help in the very time of need. My employer, Jesus, is omniscient, meaning he's all-knowing. He's omnipotent, all-powerful. Also, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say these things about your employer if your employer is not the Christ? Can your employer dry tears from your eyes, make the blind to see and lame to walk, deaf to talk? He's a way out of no way, bridge over troubled water, my refuge and my strength, my burden bearer. He's wonderful counselor. He's a mighty God, everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Praise him on today. These are just some of the blessings and benefits you're entitled to once you decide to live for the Lord. We don't serve him simply for the benefits, because he is worthy to be praised because of everything he has already done. The blessings to us only come to remind us of his great love and concern for our welfare and our continued maintenance. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is great and greatly to be praised. He went all the way to Calvary. Christ died for our sins, rose again, so that those of us that believe in Jesus would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the gospel. That's the word. Hallelujah. The Lord desires to bless his people right here and now on planet Earth. We don't have to wait to get to heaven before we shout about the goodness of Jesus. We can shout now, praise God. The blessings and provisions of God are real. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way. That's a blessing. The word says in Genesis 27:29, cursed be everyone that curse me, and blessed be everyone that curse thee. Praise the Lord. If you make a decision to follow the Lord, the word says in Deuteronomy 28:3, blessed you will be on the field, and blessed you will be in the city. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love him. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm, King David acknowledges the presence of God's blessings in his life, in spite of himself, when he wrote in Psalm 23:5-6, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely, surely, my sisters and my brothers, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives if we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our prayer. May God richly bless you, is our desire.